So today's theme for Severe Weather Preparedness Week is hail and damaging winds. So one thing we want to remember when it comes to hail is if you see it, you should go inside right away. You don't want to get pelted by hailstones, and it's definitely dangerous to be outside during a hailstorm. It can cause a lot of damage, especially when you get up to quarter-sized hail or more, which is our severe thunderstorm threshold. So if you see hail, run inside and get to shelter until the thunderstorm passes. And then as far as damaging winds go, we got some damaging winds here in the area last year a couple times that took out a lot of power lines. There was over 50,000, at least here in the Springfield area, that were without power for a few. So if thunderstorm winds do bring down power lines, do not drive over them. Make sure that your utilities has time to repair the poles. So just please do not drive over those. If that happens, wait till the utilities folks come out and fix that. So that's one thing we try to prepare people, be prepared for power outages and do not drive over those. And then also if you have any loose items out before a thunderstorm comes through, please be sure to anchor those down or bring them inside, whether it's plants or lawn chairs or things like that. And then if you live in a mobile home, make sure to have a plan for what to do in case strong winds do come through your area. That's when a severe thunderstorm watch gets issued or a tornado watch gets issued. That's your cue to kind of get your plans moving and determine if you need to go find shelter elsewhere or if you'll be okay. But just make sure your plans are in place by then and that you're going to be taking action, because mobile homes are very dangerous to be in when it comes to high winds. So we just want to make sure that people have a plan and are prepared for when these things occur, because we already saw a round of severe weather last night. We're going to see another round of severe weather on Friday.